Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
All you need is to believe. All right. So the scripture is John 12, verse 20 and 21. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same, therefore, came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same, therefore, came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus."
Na hela fobi wona oba so rebe sorry a fashion asinimu. Na oba Philip or if we beside the Ayo Galilea non chain. No be catch when he say ora, ye pese hunu Yesu. Na oba Philip or if we beside the Ayo Galilea non chain. No be catch when he say ora, ye pese hunu Yesu.
Hallelujah. Can free verse me yona yona verse number 19 FABC 20
and a for see for no can wo mu se
for see for no can wo mu se
mo won se mo ntumi nya no ho hwe
mo ni se yesu mo ya no ho hwe a enye ye
she we are see to di nechi
we are see na to di yesu echi we are see na to di yesu echi
and a for see for no can wo mu se mo won se mo ntumi nya ho hwe she we are see to di nechi
good
Na hela
fo bi o wona wo ba fashion as.
Sorry be sorry.
So oba be sorry.
Ana oba Filipo
a oba Filipo a wo free beside a wo Galilea ne nchembe ka kire ne se.
Ora.
Ora.
Ye pese
ye hunu Yesu. Ye pese ye hunu Yesu. Ba ye ba ye fashion nti ne ba ye wo wura. Ye pese ye hunu Jesus. Ti asifo ne nti ne aba. Dumfo ne nti ne aba. Ye pese ye hunu Yesu. Ka me me nti.
Amen.
All right, you may be seated in the presence of God, then let's work, you know. All right. Whilst on Vision 1 yesterday, I read something very profound that I think it will be astute to your growth as a child of God. The scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want us to take our time and study a few concepts of God's word in there. Korinto fongoma atosumi eno itra eye nine yimu edikan no brofone said, therefore seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not. Look at verse number 2. Let's work. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling tinye, handling the word of God deceitfully. Listen to the heart of God very well. But by manifestation of truth, tinye, we are not here joking. Any abripa? When I look at where the places that people leave to come to the service, it amazes me. The truth is that there are so many millions of churches on that route. When I look at the way people like Willie and his family joined this church, among many other people, I think about it. Amata Kaswa, there are millions of churches in Kaswa. They called and said, "We want to come and locate the church first." So they are, in the vicinity. They said, "We've located a church. We will come." But I'm thinking, why will they leave Kaswa locating a church here? Truth. Forget about everything else. When anointing comes to you and it does not come in the package of truth, it's contaminated. I'm going to say that again. Anointing. If it comes to you and it does not come to you in a wrapper of truth, it is contaminated. I'm going to say it the last time. So, if what I'm saying is absolutely true, then can you imagine the people that have contaminated themselves in the name of church? Let me say it for the last time, then we can work. If an anointing comes to you without truth, it's contaminated. I'll prove to you. John 17:17. John 17 is Bible study. So work with your Bible. This is not a lecture. It's Bible study. The Christians don't want Bible study. Let's work. Be John 17:17, English verse.
Sanctify them through thy truth.
Sanctify them through thy truth.
Thy word is truth.
Thy word is truth. It didn't say thy word is true. Truth. Truth. Truth sanctifies. It purges. Truth, it refines. Truth is going to take away the contamination. Truth, no matter any demonic transference of spirit, truth does the job. The moment truth comes to you, the truth sanctifies it and blows it out. It blots it out of your head. Me ban up some again. Sister, we may check in the bar with you some hot check. And they feel the check. Wow. You better you cut through to nature. So I can phone. It was a free meeting to me instantly. Tell you. And funny a man kata kata when we are under grace and not under law. Jensen. Not young Kenya me as somewhere. Then quite your brain nipa. Tell you. Who under grace that your man can kind of add the tears on them? Grace na anya no wedjuma. Huh? Let's hear the word of God. Under grace. When mu grace of God, what they call me mudiana say, you did not revere and respect that sacrifice. Who masturbate? I catch them and say you are under grace. A dear grace, no. A dear grace. What kind of grace is that? The Bible said when you walk with the wise, you will be wise. When we walk with fools, you will not be a fool. You will be destroyed. Do you know? Truth is sanctified. As bitter and hard as it may sound, the truth will not only set you free, it sanctifies you. No kurano a tenny paho. A true free you me flumo a gin fee you flim tie a fekubonia nyonko fo no kurano. Because tie if you hang around people who are with beer, bubra, golda, brandy, Guinness in the name of watching the Champions League, tie very soon. You will be falling from that revered grace very soon. I'm doing the Champions League, you know, and we will TV in this one. And then person will cut na baby and nipeshia. Kikankwa siya samsa and sabono ewe. Why do you want to be in an environment like that? Blessed are they who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, in the way of sinners, sit in the seat of the scornful. They are delight. Is the law of God. They meditate on it day and night. They might observe to do everything that is written therein. They are like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Their leaves will not wither. Everything they do, dear, everything they do, and whatsoever they do, whatsoever, it doesn't matter what they do. I'm a ton pure water. I'm a ton fuller. It will prosper. I'm a ton emma. It will prosper. I'm a ton table sunyema. It shall prosper. Didn't come here to joke. This is not a joking church. It's not a joking church. And ladies and gentlemen, that is why, you know, we do not crave for a lot of things. We do not crave for quantity without quality. Don't really read it. I've been to some ministries, you realize that the crowd is there, but they have no substance. Yes, but no one near go hell because a young patch here in Tinwamua. Sorry, Bompa, your mamma, me here. Kuno, you are insulting the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, you are insulting God. There are people who have husbands who never prayed. There are people living a better life, they never prayed for it because they are not Christians. What about that? What about that? God is way beyond the husband. Huh? Husband, say, don't insult God. Husband, that's why you came here. There are too many men, you don't have to pray. Too many, all over. You don't even have to pray. Our ministry attracts more men than women. I don't know why, but that's what it is. Bible said, in the end time, seven women will take hold of one man and tell that man, we will buy our own six pieces of cloth. We will pay for our own diary. Put your name, Mr. Oduro Osei, on me. Seven women.
And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man.
In that day, seven women will take hold of one man.
Saying, we will eat our own bread.
We will eat our own bread.
And wear our own
and
apron.
And wear our own dress.
Only let us be called by thy name.
Oh dear, let us be called by your name.
To take away our reproach.
So that the reproach of being a spinster or a bachelor will be taken away from us. King of Jesus, name to you.
Na man son be so so obarima kromu.
A man son e be so be ma ba akum.
Se ye be di yen ara yaduane.
Ye be reception, ye be tie engagement ka. Ye be tie akontase kan. Yen ya e be ma ye ma minum sika ne ye papa num sika. Diary ni ye tie ka ho. Ke.
Na ya sheye na ara ntade.
Ye be sheye ya ntade ye ke.
Ma won fa odin konto yen so.
Ye pe odro sei atu ye din so.
Ne ye ni wo free yenso.
Ye pe sesu atu ye dinso. Ye pe yanek atu ye dinso. Ye pe usu edi atu ye dinso. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So truth is sanctifies. It does sanctify. No kure no ankasa tewo ginga twin meminti John 17:17 o kama mti. Wasen.
Pacho se. Ye won kronkron wo no kure mu. Wasem ye no kure.
Ye won kronkron
wono kremu
ewo no krim
wasem ye no kre
asafo no yesu na ebo mpa ye wo Gethsemane true mo. He's praying in the garden of Gethsemane and his prayer is very simple. Sanctify them with your truth. Your word is truth. If I, as your pastor, as your prophet, if I leave this prescription and standard of life, there is no way you can leave anything lower than that. In other words, if you are not exposed to an environment like that, and you are exposed to an environment where empnatria and simonia being simonia and all that, and because we condone it, they tell you don't talk about it. When you talk about it, you are talking against the anointed of the Lord. It's in funume na akiganesa. A dear anointed of the Lord in the buera de emrani nyamia semso, and is telling other people to follow that kind of trend. Which kind of anointing is that? Dear. When Adam rebelled against God, all creation rebelled against Adam. Umunyamia yimu, period. Tias mankai. Ubia umunyame yimu. Tokuma says, ikuta permits from seeing me in preach. Oya wine. Umunyamia mimu, period. Anyani, a bay yan wa wumpe, because life no more born ya bubida. Ya bobi da pa beti mi ehunu baby beti mi dia kwa kusi. Yeah, same, man. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We have been working something. The Bible says, because I mentioned the word truth, a revelatory word in there. Let's work. We're working something very profound. You ought to understand. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. The Bible said, but of dishonesty. Not walking in craftiness, comma, not handling the word of God deceitfully. You can handle this word deceitfully. Me do you in a pa or say unyamia sem yem frim and frim. A dear is yem fam myself no mummy and fam womo. Omo pa woman fa wompa woman ton chene. Near ye can upe tiupa to chene. Upe ja sorry upa tina. That's not the point. Ni tia ni dia ube tia. They catch it out. Ubetie. Ghana. Obua. Ubetie. You don't have a choice. Ubetie. I carry the national colors everywhere. I carry it to altars. I believe that God will hear this nation. And I lay the flag. As they are praying, I go and lay it upon the altar. And say, remember this nation. We are struggling. This nation has sinned. Forgive us. I've told the Lord from next year I will pay tithe for Ghana. Tithe on behalf of the nation. The president and the team will not believe in what I just said. But I don't need them to believe in it or to do it. I will do it on behalf of this nation. I'm paying tithe for this country. Because Almighty Niyi and also Kaho. Because you don't mind you. Doom so na asaya kano. Wini mama kacho. Omon kancho. Doom so no. And asaya kano. And then if he was up in my doom kanya not less than 7 times. Now take it that my house was a factory. And you put up an attitude like that. How are we going to make profit? How? Because you don't honor the word of God. As a nation. As a nation. Maybe we pay tithes as individuals. And there should be somebody who pays tithes for the nation. So I've told the Lord from January. I pay tithes on behalf of the nation. It's for Ghana. On behalf of Ghana. Ghana. King Ghana into.
Nayenti. See, I was asking.
But don't you think that if there was a nation's prophet, he should be talking like this? Yeah. Don't you think that if really this nation has a prophet, don't you think that a nation's prophet should be talking like this? Huh? A nation's prophet not should be telling us, come on, talk to me.
Yeah, see, I was asking.
Okay.
Yanko pa wobro hununti yempaba.
Okay.
Nemo mi yapo eniwudi e hinta no.
Yapo eniwudi e hinta. And you may be why a new dear masturbation now bosso trumu trumu a cahon. Now there is a cartel of lesbians and gays. If you don't belong to them, you will not get the contract. You don't belong to the cartel of lesbians and gays, they will not give you the contract. It doesn't matter how real it is. And you know, when we went to Kumasi, made me to know that law does not work in this country. I have a permit. They said, permit or no permit, we will move you. So then, what is the essence of the permit? What is the essence of somebody going through the normal process of lobbying and bidding? Going through the bidding processes because Omupe will be true muansa. Yet the contract in Amau. Before they give you the contract, a new dear a hinta is in this nation. A new dear kwakubsiye. They don't care whether you are, you know, hey, we preachers if they pray your true trumu. Ogro wama dia kwanchere be shia wo office. I'm a human sir. None am catching on. Tell that yes, tiny. A new dear. Hinta. This is the kind of world and the kind of, you know, environment in which we are living. We are living in the environment where Christianity, you know, why is it that the world calls evil right and right evil? If somebody is a virgin and 30 years old is still a virgin, the world calls that one titili atetekwa jimini. That's what the world calls that person. Too. A man has never known a woman. He is single. He is not yet married. With the mind that I am preserving myself and I am, you know, presenting myself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my worship, which is a reasonable service. But the world sees that one as a fool. Something is wrong with you. Why are you not having sex before marriage? Why are you not at least sleeping around the church boys? If you don't like the church boys, why don't you step out with people's husbands? If not with people's husband, do it with my brother. The fact that you are not sleeping with anybody and you are a virgin and a Christian and you are preserving yourself in the blood of Jesus, something is wrong with you according to the definition of the world. And that is why they say things like, and you see a kahoo. I want you to give birth to one child before I will marry you. Well, the question is, am I begging you to marry me? Am I begging you to? Let me tell the church something very rigorous. Listen to what I'm about saying. If the only way for me is to defile myself, I rather not marry. To sleep with somebody's husband, a bishop in South Africa was telling me somebody made a confession, and the confession was that the prophet manipulated a sister in church, wanted to sleep with the sister. Just before the act, the lady said, why should I sin with a man of God? Why should I sin with somebody that calls himself God's man? I rather sin with the worst unbeliever, so that my punishment on the day of judgment will be lighter. Will be lighter. Let me rather sin with the MP. Let me sin with the minister of state, ambassador. Let me sin with somebody looking in a different direction, but not the altar workers. Today! And that is why, you know, it is now the opposite reverse, or the very reverse. You know, when you don't steal, you are in GRA and you are not stealing money, they feel something is wrong with you. If you are at airport or in a hotel and you are not taking bribes, they feel something is wrong with you. If you are not evading tax, if you are not evading duty, they feel something is wrong with you. If you feel something is very wrong with you. If you have one wife, one husband, and you are faithful to the wife and the husband, all your friends feel something is wrong. You are courting. You are in courtship. A man and a woman. And the man is not demanding sex from the woman. The woman thinks that he is impotent. Because at least she is expecting you to make advances. Hear what we are talking about. And that is why the Christians don't get results. Mekai was saying, God will judge you. One of my sons in South Africa was buried last Saturday. He died 2 weeks ago, was buried last Saturday. You know, because I see a Bentley parked. See South Africa, see here. Nice car. Car no dinya accident. It's a luxury sports car. The car is over $100,000. He didn't buy it on mortgage, he bought it cash. The guy is a millionaire. He trades in stocks and bonds in the stock market. 27 years old. He owns houses. The prophet should have told him that you will not return with your building. Your car will not go with you. So whilst God is blessing you, let your mind be fixed on things that are above and not earthly. Earthly, you and if it is so. Hey, one man said, "I'm in fire. When I'm no cursor." Edley, here. Tell me, Asem, young girl, I was so. When you meet Asem, where you can hear? No, baby, if someone was shebre, mubi a high na to. Sabaya, you don't make mistakes that turns into a curse to come and follow you and your children. Tell me. This is not a word, you know. I pray for you. Mema wa kwanchira. A kwanchira wa ho nam de ma ono. Tiye. A kwanchira wa ho anyumri. Nam de ma. Why is it that people cannot take the truth as simple as it is and it sounds? They want you to bring cumbersome things. Things that are cumbersome and cluttery. Things that are mystical and ethereal. That is what they want you to tell them. But I'm telling you that the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ is so simple and amazing. Embrace the simplicity of it. I'm telling you. If you said you get deep for your man, and your man are you, you know the young man, a young evangelist, you know, who comes to Nanaya Osafu program. I met him, and I'm going to my baby, so I'm saying to Eshia Namsu. I see the young man every time. Comes to me and say, "Papa, the young man has been in the darkness. He's been in the occultic world for many years. It's not like we are joking. He can create fire from nothing. When you don't grow for it, you say a miracle. Miracle. Fire. Never pay answer be over. Fire a miracle. Kwame enzo. Because simple things. Christ ni ni babro. That's what you know about better. Obey them. Obey them. Okwa sodun kita babro. Okwa jiden. What are you? Why are you going to church? Because they feel that the Bible is on screens. We did not put the screens there for you to be studying from the screens. What about when we say underline something or highlight something? Where do you highlight it from? And that is why it is so pathetic and sad to the point that when we say open your Bibles to Matthew, no, I'm in Habakkuk. Because women in Babylon, Cassia Mokojanchi, and not Teresa, and Amana, Angela, and not Telema, and Nunca Winimoto, Ufonso, and Quasianum, and a Gufonso. And that is why the Christians are not getting results from the throne of God. So he's talking to us very carefully. He said, we are not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully. You can handle God's word deceitfully. And people want you to hear what you want to hear. And that is why, oh yeah, you better hear what we're talking about. Tell you, come right here so much. There are people who come here who decided not to go to any church. A man of God came here with my friend who came from South Africa just this evening to come and say hello to me. He's been a great friend of mine, you know, in South Africa. He came to Ghana and decided to come and say hello. And the man of God said, you know, the first time I heard you on radio, I asked myself, are people like this still in this country? Are people like this who can speak to power to anybody the truth without reluctancy or reservation? Are they still in this country? And decided from that time I will listen. Started listening because, hey, me could have me suffering preaching if you are me to radio some see doom no we in your preaching and quasi asem no more kikano in your preaching. Tina Gajro, I could have suffered. The church is sick critically. Our job is to resuscitate the church. My job as an end time prophet is to use the mob of the power of the Holy Ghost to mob out the madness that the church, the world has given to the church and the church is embraced. My job is to mob it out and then gather it and put fire in it and burn it so that the children of God can make it to heaven easily and enjoy all the benefits of the blessings of God. And you know, a message that can make you give big offering and give tight and all that. You can keep it to yourself if you need it. Kenya me as a matchup. Well, yeah, there be an inama, a Kenya semi na, you drew on my, you didn't catch your, you ain't so offering to nearby. Don't worry, keep your offering of a two foodie and more to yourself to be the Fausika. Because the moment we go like to abode only goon soon, and we are blaring the precision of the intensity of the, you know, verbosious, scintillating, you know, belligerent presentation. We are losing that. The moment we crave after your 1-2 CDs, prayer, when you are assembly, you are tuna sawram. Intimin can said ye peninsula. Praise the Lord. So listen to what the Bible is saying, very profound and very prophetic in his presentation. Tiny, he said, we do not handle the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth. No kore. What's it?
Nemo, yapo and udi hintano. Nayan nanti we ni fremu.
Yen nanti kwe.
Anasa yen friend yanko pansem no mu.
Sanka any bio.
Nemo yapo and udi hintano. Nayan nanti and ni fremu. Anasa yen friend yanko pansem no mu. Nemo me dano kreno edi.
You're missing something. Read it again.
Nemo yapo and udi hintano. Nayan nanti and ni fremu. Anasa yen fra.
Paul said, Omo breast no more canon, Omo frem. Said the Tien one, Omo the amount. Oma mechanical, how to make 13 billionaires. Hey, me friend, Yamia Sam Namantima will be a billionaire automatically. Tienem Catron. Nobody has to tell me how to be a billionaire. You have forgotten that the Holy Spirit and the anointing is a teacher. You've forgotten. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. 1 John 2:27. I need a motivational speaker. We are catching them. Immediately, I will send a ticket to John C. Maxwell, Zig Ziglar, to come to this church and talk to you.
But the anointing which ye have received of
the
him,
the anointing which you have received,
abided in you.
It lives in you.
And you need not that any man teach you.
You don't need that any motivational speaker will tell you 10 ways to be a billionaire. You don't need that. Yeah.
But as the same anointing teaches,
the same anointing is a teacher
of all things.
It will teach you all things.
And it's truth.
from engineering to ambience to history to politics to investment to entrepreneurship to God placed a destiny on you until the time that destiny is fulfilled. There is a destiny on your life. It's got to be fulfilled. Most of the people you feel you need, actually you don't. The job of some of the people you call the guy has revelation. These are jobs of career experts, not preachers. We were not called to help you to choose a career. That's not our job. That's not the job of the pulpit. If you want to choose a career, there is a Holy Ghost in you who carries an anointing on your life. That spirit is a teacher who will direct to help you. It's because we so a seed, and that revelation in Isaiah chapter 59. The eyes, the hand of God is not short to save. His eyes or ears are not heavy or damped to hear. It is your sins that have become a wall dividing you and God. Hallelujah. I mean, when I look at very important issues, from verse 2. 2 Corinthians from verse 2. Listen. No kura ni yeda ne di. Oba Bible said no. No kura no ni ya dwedwe wo ya dweha ne ya dweha. Ye bie no kura so akyere. Obi wono no kura. They do not walk in darkness because they found the light. Anybody who sees the truth have seen the light. Jesus is the way, the truth. Truth. Tiniye. You cannot see the truth and be lying down with your wife or husband and be WhatsApping your ex. You are in darkness. You cannot come to a church like this and still be petty. Can't come to a church like this after listening to the truth and the light and still live a very, very loose and frivolous life. Because judgment is waiting for you. Should be mindful of that every time before you die. Don't go and beg. I like the English. He said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are perishing. The people that are perishing. It's because they are perishing. If the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are perishing. The Tiana Michael Jackson blessing called Bunsim Jim. Because who casach the boy ya went? Casach the boy ya went? See a life on Guan Wu. Casach the boy is here. Now, American preachers must be bold enough to tell somebody. Not like he's our brother. He's our brother. If you love your brother, tell your brother the truth. But you will be Wagana. Sako dia nomine shatawale nomine stone boy nomine omwe kika wono must hear the truth or they are going to hell. I've told you. I'm telling you. They know that what I'm saying is the truth. You better give your life to Jesus. I'm telling you. Anybody didn't say we have a limit. Do baby, get it right with God. Let's stop it and get it right with God. We got Jesus can do a fine. But the drew baby, what be a damanaka? You kick it. I won't never help, but God will deliver you and save your life from perishing. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are perishing. Them that are perishing. Power FM 4 frame is, you know, I'm for J no madofu no mon yumu and omo bumped munyumu and ombono na ba wumu pa nefu dia said them as a crutch. Mum famun sin wum quetch. Take your nonsense somewhere. Abawum. What for babrumu abanewi? No ababe fam pedun. Tiami catch it out. As somewhere, don't be a hypocrite. The words of the Bible, have you finished obeying it? to go and follow in a useless song. I'm asking you a question. Think about it. Would you be ni babura samso? Kwekwa nansi ni ntekuma de na abedi. Madam for mufa, they know me wa hana anu anu omo se I have been nominated for an award na msimi chirin se wuno. Mi chirin se wuno. Ni abra ye kwa Alabasta City. Ya ni ko da wire mu ho kwa ye mu ho. You never nominated me. And TV be a flash here, radio be a flash here, internet all over. So you want to acquaint your useless award scheme to us. I want to ask you, did you call me? When I frame me, I said, baby, and you had an nominate me. You had an nominate me. For a word of funny free in the Pasukra. And then I'm here now, my dear Bako, Sirewura, this Wura ni Pia, Minya Ninchenya Ketia, Papa. That's all I'm looking for. A packet here. Reward, not award. A packet here, Papa. I'm a mudia noa. Yes, yeah. And fiberglass. Need a siso. Go plate away. Kai. A drawbewa. We're pushing a penny in Hosom Faso. See, when swear, or see, Nimosi Prato Bolum. Because women are being fancy. Michael Jackson, who yana ne papa ne ne mame, because a danu anu a team no bosome $100,000. Oh, hi. Ni mame si enye skentu ya. Tumum parking ni niyemen na na ka 3 days na dine ebesu. Parking ni niyemen na mi enfan kofi da de ni mbebi o free koye. Ni ediko gu ho. En niyemen ni bi o ha, en kofi ho inti. E wosi e tugu. As an acha afon, they will have to throw it away. And that is what they did. They gave some to charity and threw the rest away. Because they will not even know the use of it. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Anything that will stand between God and your salvation, remove that thing and go for the Christ. Go for the Christ. Go for the Christ. For the Christ. Nothing else. We don't have time for too many things. Time is running out. The man of God who came here, he has a church in Teshinungwa Estate. His younger brother, they are 5 boys. Younger brother, 27 years old. Just last Friday, complained of chest pains. They took him to Tema General Hospital. Saturday morning, Tim, the guy is dead. 27! He's asking me, just like that. Just like that. Just like that. So when we are telling you the truth, take it immediately. Because you don't know your time. Take it immediately. Uba, sorry, we're not still. We problem. I don't understand why women in this church will have problems with their husbands. Why are we waiting till this person is dead? And then you come and stand by the girls, go, I can see. You say, no. You had the opportunity to make it right, you didn't. Let your Christian life be real. Real! Not hypocritical, gimmicks, pretense, pretending, acting. Stop the hypocrisy. Stop the hypocrisy. For example, like Sunday, I didn't come to church. No, I'm looking for it. Saturday, a lot of people felt like I have traveled to Kumasi. So I'm not coming to church. We came into this place and we could see the real guys. But I'm not your God. I am not your God. No preacher is. We are all children of God. The moment you replace me with God, you are on your way to hell. Enipa bebre wo eye service. Hele ba shandola ba ba de. But the preacher is not there. Yeshirawo asafu yehowa. It's pretense. And the pretense does not only work in church, it works at home. It works at home. So pretend and be yourself. Be real. Because God will judge hypocrisy. The God of this world have blinded them that do not believe. It is most of the people who are in the stripper clubs, who are living all kinds of crazy lives, it is not because they want to, it's because they've been blindfolded. The God of this world have blinded. Do you hear canal? Somebody can kill their nephews, nieces for money rituals because the God of this world have blinded them. They want to get rich overnight. You get to rich overnight and could be a rich you. Tini me catch it all. Camera for me, quick.
Na Christo awo ye Nyankopon so ba na nimo nyama sempa no han anhwen ama won.
Tie.
Na enye ye ho asem na ye ka. Na mum Christo Yesu.
Tie. This is what the preachers must read and understand before they come to the pulpit. Nye ye ho asem na ye ka wo. Christo ne ho asem kan ho bro fo. Enye ye ho asem na ye ka. Read English for me on that verse. Christ, he is the subject, he is the mandate, he is the message, he is the content. Christ, no, come in. King,
for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord.
But Christ Jesus our Lord, he must be the message. If we are singing, he must, you know, I've heard people say it is not when you say Jesus, 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 then means you are a Christian. We better stick to that one. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Any other thing is a digression. Jesus, Jesus. That's why I'm telling you he is trending, but you have refused to see it. He is trending, sir, more than anything trending. Jesus is trending more than Jay-Z. Trending more than Rihanna and Gaga. A beautiful man, woman. Jesus is trending. Everybody has so much. America phone can catch them and go massacre me a boom deliverance. And Jay-Z, you don't know everything. Beyonce, also a tear, sorry. Now, because sorry, what before man you go stage so? Because the devil have turned himself into an angel of light. Now, kohe a ria senyum a jamanyum ne a jamama a good platform sudi umutumu ebu atopa in the name of church. They call it the church of Beyonce. Witchcraft. Jezebel started a church. America must be bold to tell Jay-Z and his wife, you are under a curse of Illuminatism and you can be saved. Repent. You can be saved. More repent. Ha! What would you want time? I call America Wako Kachro. Next year. Next year. Kwako Kachro. And you basically been here. Ni ebesi no ebenya si na de na gebesi se mudi mi besi play mu asa besi mi group e de ebe mi ebetimi asi enu twam e de ebe mi ebetimi asi ni ebetimi aya asa akwa we hia no ha mu fa ni si play mu ngundu hwa enye ni nji na eko mu kuro mu okure ho anya da me me pe mi kuro mu aba mfa me mra baka ni ebesi benya si. I will tell them enye omonko asofo no a and ninam is sumwase. Dear Radi didn't someone in Namkokachro. Manzakra when you may be judge. Sana Zachary teams. A start to boy Jamine or fat prostitutes. Who be into me and country boy, you are America. They found him dead in a hotel with two prostitutes lying next to him. A church of 11,000 members was reduced to zero. Collapsed. Because. And you may cause no kuraho woman pe. Bonne! Aha. And only ni pape. And that is the kind of world we're living in. Yeah? I mean, be careful you don't lose your salvation. Like Samson, a lot of people have lost their salvation, yet the biggest deception is self-deception. They are refusing to even see that they have backslided. And so Samson said, I will go as before and shake myself as before. And he shook himself and nothing happened. Anything that will come between you and your salvation, take it off. And yes, sir, you are on your way to hell. The sad thing is that you will be in a place where all the sinners will go, yet you came to church. That will be very sad. That will be very sad. Will it? She said, "Come free, bro.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts.
He has shined in your hearts
to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God.
In other words, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God is light. This word is light. Wherever there is darkness, including uncertainty, how am I going to pay my bill, my school fees? How am I going to pay my mortgage, my rent? The word is light. When it comes, darkness disappears. Say amen. Which verse are you in now? Verse 6?
Verse 6, yes.
Verse 6. King Kai 7 name verse.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
You have this treasure
in earthen vessels.
Treasure. There is a treasure in you. But the treasure is in an earthly body. You are extremely gifted, extremely anointed, yet you live in earthen vessel. This earthen vessel, the revelation here is that one day you will have to remove this earthen vessel like a cloth. Remove it. And walk away with the heavenly glory. The treasure walks away into eternity. I commend God and His Christ to you. He paid too high a price for you to be a Christian. And Christianity is not coming to church. Christianity is in your heart. Every day, how you live, what you say, what you exhibit, your dressing determines whether you are a Christian or not. And when we say we are a Christian, you are Christ. Your name is written in the book of life. If you collapse dead now, we are not afraid. We don't cry because you are in the glorious light and kingdom of Jesus Christ. Clap your hands for the Lord. King Kai, whilst we stand to your feet. King Kai, verse 8 to 11, Mami,
we are troubled on every side.
We are troubled on every side. Stand to your feet and not destroyed.
We are perplexed.
We are perplexed.
And not in despair.
And not in despair.
Persecuted.
Persecuted.
But not forsaken.
Cast down. We are cast down.
But not destroyed.
But not destroyed.
Always bearing about in the body the dying of our Lord Jesus. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
The life of Jesus must be made manifest, not in your spirit, in your body. The life. In other words, you can't have diabetes, stroke, hypertension. When you be tiny, make a choice. Nya di apampas ubebo bida. Wanun tin suoda. Eni frayebi masoda. The life of God might be made manifest in your body.
So then death worketh in us, but life in you.
God.
We having the same spirit of faith.
Two.
According as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken.
Two.
We also believe and therefore speak.
God.
Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up also by Jesus.
Three. Read that verse again.
Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus.
Come on.
And shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God.
16.
For which cause we faint not.
For this cause we are not disappointed. We faint not.
But though
for this cause, when I look at the eternal reward, I cannot give up. For this cause, we don't give up. We faint not. Can you?
But though our outward man perish,
though this body is perishing,
yet the inward man is renewed.
The inner strength, the spirit is
renewed day by day.
Renewed day by day. Can you?
For our light affliction.
for this life, and nima wouldn't move in this life, you know, is very light.
Which is but for a moment.
Any problem you are going through is for temporary.
Working for us a far more exceeding and
but
eternal.
But your temporary problem is working a far more exceeding
and eternal weight of
an
glory.
Eternal weight of glory.
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are
but
temporal.
The things which are seen, like cars and dying, they are temporal.
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
The things which are not seen, they are eternal. Let your heart be eternal. Let's close with Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Colossians 3, 1. Colossians.
If ye then be risen with
if
Christ,
if you are risen with Christ,
seek those things which are above.
When you wake up in the morning, don't seek things that are earthly. Seek the things which are above, where Christ
where
is.
Sit on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above.
If I want to set my affections, it should not be TNM, no Canada. It should not be to go to Canada. My affection must be set on Christ. 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 That is why we cannot discuss Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. And what do we say diabetes, stroke? Obi a webu bu ya tone dro webu bu. So I'm sorry. Yes, we did. I'm not sorry to America or them. Obi a nine back. I'm sorry. I'm not planning to change worship. Yes, we did on this altar. Did the job. Do you remember what I mean? Yes, we did. Adia, as in Timinye, yes, we obi a walk up bridge in your son. Or your bands, you see, bear my picture and the word, you know, they are two or ten, so near boy, you should be near Tamaman, and said, just that's half a cup. Udruan, one name, one name, chrono. I want to talk to you about Jesus. Period.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.